Welcome, champions, to episode 43 of Chimp Out Radio, the Thanksgiving 2010 episode. Tonight, we're going to be joined by none other than Stinky Niggs and Whitey is Fed Up. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff going on tonight, so definitely sit back and relax. And, well, the Thanksgiving episode of Chimp Out Radio starts now.
So, DJ, you are finally back in Michigan with a roof over your head, and you're not living out of the back of a pickup truck anymore.
That's true. Actually, I spent all summer, I wasn't living out of the truck. I was renting this 30-foot-long camper. And I mean, it had, like, a kitchen and a full-size fridge and a sleeper sofa, you know, and it had, like, bunks, and it supposedly slept 9 people, and it had its own bathroom. I mean, it's not like I was really, really roughing it.
And 3 dogs with you.
Yeah, 3 dogs and 2 cats. So,
generally speaking, like you spent 11 months on the road traveling the United States. I mean, in closing, what are your feelings about that? How was it for you?
Oh, well, the GTFO tour was one of the coolest things I've ever done in my entire life. I'm now 40 years old, and up until then I never really left the Midwest. I never got to see the southern states or the southwest or the Pacific Northwest or the west coast or any of that stuff. And so that was really cool. But getting to meet some of the champions in person, including you, Birdman, was just fantastic.
Yeah, we had 25 inches of snow on the ground when you came to visit.
I know.
It was okay, though.
It was fun, though.
You've been pretty much in, you know, how many states? About 30? Driving through?
I would say so, about 30, probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's something cool to do, you know. You can only do it if you're single and you don't have any kids, and you know.
That's true. So you either have to do it when you're young or do it after you retire.
Yeah.
Or both.
I think that was your little midlife crisis thing, you know.
Yeah, I think it was. That's what everybody was like, is this a midlife crisis? And I was like, well, at first I didn't really think of it that way, but maybe it was. It was just sort of something that fell together, and I did it, and I'm happy. But the funny thing is I ended up, you know, in that campground that I spent the summer in, and the guy that was my next door neighbor was the guy who was fostering those 2 nigglets that were drinking out of the toilet. Remember that from that one episode?
Yeah, I believe you have some audio footage of that. It's really quite hilarious. Okay, here's a clip of the first audio from one of our older shows when we first talked about the nigglets drinking out of the toilet.
So, DJ, you've been talking to a nigger lover on some kind of text chat deal.
It was Facebook. You know,
oh, Facebook.
Yeah, it was a guy I went to high school with. He was okay back, you know, when we were kids, but now he's all grown up and he's married and he adopted 2 nigglets.
Oh.
And he was telling me about it. And fortunately, I copied and pasted a transcript of our chat.
You can find that text chat in the Chimp Out Radio thread to have a nice laugh at it. But go on, DJ, about this guy that you just met up with again.
Well, I don't know, Bird. You want to try reading this conversation? Reenacting it?
All righty. Let me see here.
You get to be Mike.
Okay, I will try. Okay, we're cutting in like mid-conversation here.
Yeah, what it was I asked him about this. He was showing me a picture of his Christmas tree, and I asked him about an ornament. And what I typed was, I said, what is that ornament that looks like a piece of bread in the middle of the tree?
The red one?
No, just to the left of the red bell. It's got a smile on it.
It's a piece of bread for Santa, but...
I don't know how you pronounce that.
Ania... ate it. It's a piece of bread for Santa, but Ania ate it already. Probably ceramic stuff my wife bakes.
She's eating ceramic stuff off the tree.
Yeah, Ania will eat anything. One time we caught her eating gum out of the garbage.
I just spit my drink out.
Not sure how long it was there.
Well, at least she's recycling.
She's creative. Her brother is better. He drinks out of the toilet like a dog.
Really?
Sorry, he uses a cup.
Well, that's totally different then.
Oh, another creative thing. They just started using toilet paper. Never had it before they came here.
Where are they from?
The hood.
America?
Yeah, they're down from Muskegon. Ever see a black kid eat a marshmallow?
No. How do they eat a marshmallow?
Well, the marshmallows are white. They don't show up well on a white kid.
So it would be like if a white kid ate chocolate?
Exactly. Think about toilet paper and chocolate took us a bit with that. My wife smelled poo. Check the girl's hands and voila.
That's gross.
Hard to believe, ain't it?
Not really.
For me it is. They never decorated a Christmas tree before last week, and they are 8 and 6 years old. We're trying to help them, so hopefully we've helped. Talk about fun stuff.
Yeah, I think the toilet paper thing alone will probably help them a lot.
Me too.
How long have you had them?
8 months. We're kind of running short on patience, so I don't know how much longer.
I can imagine. All right, that's the end of the conversation right there.
Now, this is the audio of DJ actually interviewing the Niglets while he was on
his tour. I had to talk to the Niglets and get this on tape because some people thought we were actually making that up. But you're going to hear for yourselves right here on Chimp Out Radio in their own little monkey words exactly what happened.
Anaya, what were some things that you used to eat when you were little?
Well, I ate soap.
Yeah?
And I ate leaves.
Leaves? Okay, what else?
Grass. sticks.
Sticks. What else did she eat, Leroy?
She ate stuff off the ground.
Out of the garbage?
Yeah, she ate crumble crackers out of the garbage before.
That's when I was little.
Yeah? Were they good?
She ate dog food.
I heard you don't like crackers.
You ate dog food before.
I ate dog food.
Is it good?
No.
No? Did you feel yourself turning into a dog?
No.
No? You didn't feel it? Oh, okay. You ever eat monkey food?
Are you taping me?
Yeah.
Hey!
What?
Get it off!
What else did you eat?
Shut up!
What else? But you tell me, what else did she eat?
She
drank out of the toilet.
Cornbread. She had drunk out of the toilet before.
Oh, boy. Was it good?
I have not drunk out of the toilet.
Yeah, you have.
You did.
When we were with our mom, you scooped a cup and you went like that.
Yeah, I remember that. Because you went,
and you
were
thirsty and
like
you went, go, 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 go.
Yeah!
Each morning a missionary advertises with neon sign. He tells the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree. That civilization is a thing for me to see.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear.
That no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bung you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Donnie?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bango, bongo, he's so happy in the jungle he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how the
to coax him.
I'll stay right here.
They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train.
The Tringalingo Hula Humble Express.
And though it's smoker and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain.
Aloka toho sahi mahena. When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
What do they do, Donnie?
They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go.
Don't want no jailhouse.
Shotgun.
Fish hooks.
Golf clubs.
I got my spears.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They have things like the autumn bomb.
So I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization. I'll stay right here.
All right, cut scrotum on a broken screen door leads to Category 5 chimp out. 52-year-old Athens nigger took a trip to the emergency room for some delicate stitches before heading to jail late Friday evening, according to Athens Clark Police Department. Officers responded to a domestic disturbance at an apartment near Georgia Square Mall around 10:45 p.m., heard a man threaten to kill someone, then beg for help. In a bedroom, they found him lying in a pool of blood and covered by a blanket with large laceration to his scrotum. The man first told police that a woman kicked him. Then he slipped and finally something unintelligible about a broken screen door in another room. How do you cut your scrotum on a screen door? Only a nigger could do that.
He's probably trying to have sex with it.
Yeah, perhaps. The officers called for an ambulance, but also learned the man is wanted for felony probation violation. When the paramedics arrived, the man told them that he had a big problem down there but refused treatment. Is this really necessary, according to the report? He became so combative, an officer had to handcuff him and take him to the hospital in the back of his patrol car. At the hospital, the officer struggled to get the man to the registration desk because he dragged his feet to stop his wheelchair from rolling. He shouted profanities in the waiting room, but once the man was in a room, he cursed at the female nurses so badly the hospital had to assign a male nurse to deal with them.
Oh man, how'd you like to have that job?
Oh my god. He also spit in the face of another police officer who arrived to relieve the first officer. The man was charged with disorderly conduct, criminal trespassing for breaking the door, and simple battery on a police officer for spitting at him, and probation violation. So he was quite the achiever that night.
It still doesn't really explain how he cut his scrotum on a screen
door. Yeah, it doesn't really go into great detail about how he cut his scrotum on a screen door, but it's pretty funny. He's sitting there chimping out. Don't touch my dick! Don't touch my dick!
I spit in your face!
You gotta figure, you know, the penis is a nigger's most valued possession.
Right? Well, sure, it's their only vital organ.
I mean, if something happens to it, I mean, it's like really a serious issue.
And yet they'll stick it in anything.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird paradox there. But
yeah, that is strange. Man, I've never been horny enough to stick it in a screen door, I can tell you that.
You're like, oh shit, that screen door be looking good and shit.
That's a
maybe
new one.
Maybe I can do something about that.
Looking all tight. Man, what's sexy about a screen door? What could you possibly look at and get aroused with?
Maybe the screen reminded him of fishnet stockings or something.
I don't know.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Birdman and DJ Stupnik. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, go to the forums of chimpout.com. Registration only takes a moment and it's free.
Well, folks, we discovered today that Chimp Out is receiving 1 million hits per day, and that's quite a feat for us. And we started out with only a few members, and the viewing of the site were actually quite popular, especially with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
That's probably most of them are just clicking it.
Oh, you know, they agree with some of it. They just won't admit it.
Right.
You see some attorney from the Southern Poverty Law Center viewing chimp on his breaks at work. Like, yeah, man, I really wish I could agree with you guys. But that's really quite cool, you know, a million hits per day. Who would have thunk it when we started the place? Yeah, and when we were on the old forum, before we moved over to Chimpout, we were thinking, you know, a good thing would be like 100,000 Alexa rating, but we have a 65,000 Alexa rating, which is fantastic.
Right, and then when you look at it in, when you narrow it down to just America rating, I think we're like 15,000, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just in the United States.
Yeah, we're much more popular in the States and in Europe, and we're actually getting a lot of hits from Asia lately, too, so.
Yeah, I saw that. We're getting hits from out in the middle of the freaking ocean.
Yeah.
Some castaway with a cell phone out there dialing up? Instead of calling for help, he's, you know, listening to Chimpout Radio.
He's reading a funny nigger joke thread.
Yeah.
Oh, he cracks open his coconut. But we appreciate it. You know, not all of the people who look at the site like us, obviously, but you know, we wear that as a badge of pride, so.
That's right. 106,000 unique visitors just in October.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it isn't just the same people looking at the site over and over again. It's like unique people hitting the site every day.
Yep, and we're at about 480 gigs of bandwidth per month. That's awesome.
Yeah. So keep up the good work, chimpers. We really appreciate it.
That's right.
Well, we're moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, we're moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
We got a special surprise tonight because joining us is not only one, but two of our newest and most favorite moderators. Folks, say hello to your friends of mine, Stinky Niggs and Whitey is Fed Up.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Hello.
Hey, guys. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Man.
So, sometime last week or 2 weeks ago, you guys were chosen to be our latest extra special people on the forum.
Yay! Yeah, man, it's I logged in and I got the email asking if I wanted to hop on board, and I jumped on that. I was extremely privileged, you know. I was doing cartwheels, man.
How about you, Whitey?
Well, Stinky sent me a text message, and he says, "Miss Ange asked me to be a moderator. Woo!" And I said, "Oh, cool! Congrats!" And I had just walked in the door. I said, "Oh, cool!" So I turned on my computer and I got the same message. Like, hell yeah, I'm in.
Well, that's great. I mean, you guys have done an awesome job and it's been a long time coming. I think you both should have been made moderators a long time ago.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
Do we get back pay?
Back pay? You don't even get front pay for this job. They're going to start taking deductions out of your paycheck every week just to fund the site. They didn't tell you that, did they?
Oh, damn it.
Hey, both of you gotten your first nigger banning yet?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was a very, very pleasurable moment.
I actually have not found a nigger to ban yet. Banned a couple dumbasses and trolls, but no actual niggers.
I had a little assistance from Just Say No to Niggers. We were sitting there talking, and he happened to catch one in the introductions, and he asked me if I wanted to do the honors, and I did. Loving.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
It was great. It was a great feeling. And he had actually banged out a pretty decent-sized introduction about why, you know, we're evil and how, you know, niggers are the superior race and how we're all going to fail and we're all rednecks and inbred and sister fucking hicks. And just it was just great to hit that ban button.
Did he?
You're not a fan of fiction, I take it.
Did he threaten my dick, everybody?
I think that came up in a couple of the comments he made was the superior size of the nigger dick and all that, you know, the usual rumor that you get from them, the when they rub those two brain cells together, you know, it's just, what can you say? It never gets old to see it, though. It just never does. It always brings a chuckle.
So, Whitey, how do you feel about being a moderator now?
I'm honored. It was a really cool thing to happen. I was surprised, to say the least.
Yeah, and eventually you'll get your first nigger. Probably by the time this airs, you'll get your first nigger. So don't worry about it. And believe me, it's a really special feeling to ban a skin off of the forearm. It's really fun. It never gets old.
Just remember to sterilize your mouse afterwards so you don't pick up any nigger disease.
Yeah, you know, I'll probably take that first nigger and make him a screensaver.
Hey, that's
when
a great
I find
idea.
It on my Spook page.
When he threatens to rape the entire forum at once.
Yeah.
I was going to get you. I called my lawyer today. We'd be going to sue you and shit. And, I'm going to rape your mother, you neck motherfuckers. Yeah, it's always the same. I mean, they're so predictable.
I'm going to pray to Jesus for you.
Those ones are always funny, too.
Niggers don't have souls, so how are they going to do that in the first place? More like, I'm going to throw some chicken bones and some juju at you.
You got to admit, though, the Jesus niggers are funny, though. Oh,
yeah. They're pretty pathetic, I think. I mean,
I understand that niggers, black people can be intimidating, but you have to think about Jesus.
Yeah, and all that juju.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up going to church. And we had a nigger church around the corner. And that's two totally different worlds. You go to a white church and, you know, sing hymns and everybody's quiet and reverent. You go to a nigger church, they're hooting and hollering, throwing shit up and down the aisles, getting up, jumping and dancing.
It's a chimp
what
out.
The, what kind of shit is that?
It's
it is.
A holy chimp out.
It's funny because you see the shiboon sweating and the odor must be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, what I find ironic about all that is when the niggers go freaking out over Jesus, that's called worshiping God. But when a white man does the equivalent, that's called snake handling. they're flailing. White folks can flail around in the aisle too. Yeah, they do that too, and they also throw snakes around and drink strychnine.
We got to convert some niggers into that religion. Give them some snakes and some poison.
You think for 1 minute you could get a nigger within 20 yards of a snake?
Oh, God, no.
Maybe if it was breaded and deep fried, maybe.
They're almost as afraid of snakes as they are of registered mail.
Yes, Tyrone, I have a registered letter for you. I didn't do nothing, man. Hey, man, I'm just a post off.
Dogs and snakes, they're just, there's something in the nigger DNA just makes them mortified of them.
Well, yeah, because they're a potential threat. I mean, it's their survival instinct. They're just animals afraid of other animals.
I saw a nigger reel back his foot preparing to kick a border collie that was actually one of those helper dogs for a handicapped person. This border collie, you know, came walking up just nice and trained, and the nigger reeled back in fear. It was just a damn dog that got within 5 feet of him.
Yeah.
Get this. I was in downtown Pittsburgh years ago, and staying at a bus stop waiting for the bus to go to school. And right next to me is this fat sheepin, right? And there's pigeons everywhere, right? The pigeon comes up close to her foot, and she jumps and kicks it. She was afraid of the pigeon. Niggers are afraid of birds, too, by the way.
They're not afraid of chicken, well, apparently. Fried chicken doesn't scare them. They're afraid of cats.
No.
Niggers are afraid of cats because they have this weird superstition that a cat will steal its soul. Which is ridiculous because, as we said earlier, they don't even have a soul.
It's just, it's not there to begin with.
Niggers are just afraid of stealing in general. They're just afraid the cat's going to steal anything from them.
That cat done stole my big screen.
That cat will take you to Hades. You better watch out when you're asleep because that cat will come up and it will suck on your soul.
Niggers.
They're an endless source of entertainment when they're not raping and robbing.
But they don't seem to mind
burning shit now.
Niggers don't seem to mind rats and mice.
And cockroaches.
And they don't even care about the flies. They seem to like flies.
Well, anything dealing with vermin and decay, yeah, they have no problem with that whatsoever. It's actual, healthy animals, part of, God's creatures, cats, dogs, horses.
Rabbits, anything that you can pet.
Rabbits. Yeah, they just, it's like they're just repelled by just good. Anything that's good, they're just kind of repelled by it. Which just goes into, my personal theory that they're the spawn of Satan.
Hi, this is Thinking Niggs.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Justin Nigger.
Hi, this is Galaglide.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher.
Hi, this is Snow Dog.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Birdman and DJ on Chimp Out Radio.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Turkey. Love to eat turkey.
Oh, I love you.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey doo and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. Oh, white meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
We're back, and joining us via Skype, we have Stinky Niggs, and Whitey is fed up, and it's time for a news story.
Yes, we have a news story tonight, and since this is the Thanksgiving episode of Chimp Out Radio, this is something we can all be thankful for. T-Nigger is arrested, and he will be spending the next 120 years in prison.
I hope he doesn't live that long.
Well, he's pretty young. He's 19 years old, so he may live to be 100, so it's a pretty long time. I'm assuming that he'll be getting his PhD in Nigger College.
So if he lives to be 100 and he's still got 20 years left to spend in prison, then maybe when he gets to hell, he'll have like some extra sentence down there or something.
Well, the story goes, 19-year-old Hammond T-Nigger was sentenced to 120 years of prison in connection with the 2009 slayings of the parents of the former CLTV talk show host Garen McClendon today, authorities said. Gregory Brooks Jr. is one of the T-Niggers charged with the murder, auto theft, robbery, burglary, and confinement in the deaths of Ruby McClendon, 76, and Milton McClendon, 78. So he did not only commit murder, he committed auto theft, robbery, burglary, confinement. So he's a real overachiever.
And how old is the female victim in this story?
76.
Okay, so he probably medicked her.
Yeah, well, we know how the niggers are. They'll fuck anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, typical MO of attacking the elderly as well, you know. 76 and 78, that's, you know, them quite a challenge.
Pretty young for a nigger to fuck, I think.
Yeah. The bad part is the elderly people got bludgeoned, and the good part that we can be thankful for is they will be spending the next 120 years in prison. So what I'm wondering here is, like, if a nigger's got a 120-year sentence and he dies in prison, do they just leave his rotting corpse in the cage for the other niggers to fuck?
It's not like it's going to be any different. He wouldn't stand out. In this mugshot that they have right here, that one nigger to the right, to our right, has a particularly pointy head.
Yeah, he's kind of got Klingon ears, too.
Yeah. Notice the lower mandibles. I mean, his jawline is designed specifically to crush open and break open large nuts.
And he has that upper cranial ridge that a lot of niggers have, but it's very similar to apes. I mean, this one in the picture, I'm pretty sure he is a thoroughbred nigger. There's no white genes in his blood at all.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, it just looks like a kid.
How much did these niggers steal? I see something in there. They sold it for $70. They sold the jewelry. They robbed them of jewelry and sold it for $70. And they killed two old people for $70. Isn't that a typical nigger?
Absolutely, and it says that the couple's 1997 Cadillac Eldorado was found abandoned on the Dan Ryan Expressway. Of course they stole the Cadillac.
and they had to take it out on a little ride and got some ghetto jungle music going.
I'm sure they picked up a few Shibuns along the way with their vaginal yeast infections. And but
there are equals. There are equals. Before we go anywhere, don't forget they are our equals.
Oh yes, absolutely. And the only reason why they The only reason why they committed crime because they were brought up in poverty.
And they were oppressed, yes.
That's right.
And don't forget the lingering scar of slavery.
Slavery. Yeah, that's right.
You know? Nigger's only 19 years old, and slavery ended 150 years ago. But still, it's the fault of slavery, by the way.
We should help them understand that we are sorry.
I'm sure. I wish I could blame every one of my faults on some long-lost ancestor.
I don't even understand the mentality. When I do something wrong, I know I fucked up. You follow where I'm going. It just doesn't, to me, how can anybody think when they do something wrong, well, that motherfucker over there, look what he made me do. It just doesn't,
they just aren't bright enough. They're not capable, for one, they're not capable of forethought, thinking about the results of their action, and two, they're not capable of admitting to any wrongdoing. Like, I didn't do nothings, man.
Well, you know, in their simple mind, really didn't think they did anything because there is no right and wrong in their brains.
Yeah, that's really a concept that's pretty foreign to them.
I mean, that's foreign. Yeah, really foreign to them, right and wrong.
It all goes back to their primordial scavenger roots. I mean, when their nigger ancestors were running around in the African savannah being chased by lions and eaten and what have you, they had to get what they could get. And when they found a dead carcass of a zebra laying there, the best that they could do is run up and bite off a mouthful and run off before they became the fucking dessert.
Well, wait a minute. They had to mud dick it first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that just has just stayed in their DNA to this day. That's just,
well, if that's true, something, we should do an experiment. We should get a dead zebra carcass and just throw it out in the street, in the middle of the street, and watch them run out there and take a bite out of it and run past the traffic.
You know, I don't think they'd know what to do with the zebra, but if you threw a fucking dead chicken out there, they'd sure in the hell know what to do with that.
Oh, fuck. That's when the riot would ensue. They'd have that thing pulled apart and mashed to just shit before anybody could fry.
Maybe we could do like a nigger Olympics and just have them like going after chicken through obstacles. You know, just make them jump over some hoops and stuff.
Here's an idea. You line up like four sheboons, and 100 yards away from the sheboons facing them are four nigger bucks. Who can get to the sheboon first, rape them the fastest, then finish blunt in a, after they're done raping the sheboon? Now, you time the whole process. Like, he runs towards the sheboon, rapes her, fires up a blunt, smokes it, and whoever gets done first is like gets the gold medal for the bucket of chicken.
That's like that video on YouTube of the sheboons that are saying who can drink a 40 and eat the most chicken in whatever amount of time.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fucking niggers.
They are very creative in their ways of creating misery.
They never reach a bottom. They just can't.
No, they keep digging.
Yeah.
When you think, I mean, they can go no lower, they shovel a few more shovelfuls of depravity out.
But see, this going back to the article here, this just, to me, this is so funny about the niggers going on about how tough niggers are and how scared white people are and shit like that, and how they're just so physically superior to any white or any race for that matter. And yet, time and time again, when you look at the crimes that they do, it's always elderly people or women and children, the vast majority of the time. I mean, and the actual people that are in their 20s and 30s and males and what have you, they ambush and gun down. They don't even give them the opportunity to take a swing.
And they don't,
or they jump on them in a group at a time.
And they don't actually think, they don't think ahead to what the result of their actions may be. Like, it really makes no difference to them whether or not they're out in the ghetto fucking a sheboon or in prison fucking another cellmate. So it doesn't make any difference to them, so it doesn't matter.
It's and just pure
besides, when they're in prison, they're getting taken care of anyways. Three hot meals a day, a warm place to sleep,
loose pair of shoes, you know.
and the closest they can get to the tight pussy.
Yeah, just grab a little jam or jelly and some honey, maybe some butter off of your lunch tray, and there you go. You got instant pussy.
And they can toss that salad dessert. Well, all I got to say is good riddance. Unfortunately, some nuts judge is probably going to give him time off for good behavior, and he'll be out by the time he's 30. Yeah, then he'll kill somebody else, and we'll have to pay for him some more.
Yeah, well.
Notice the absolute vacancy of any kind of contrition in their eyes whatsoever. There's no, you don't see any guilt. There's no shame. There's nothing. They just stare at the camera, and they get their picture taken, and that's it. There's nothing going on behind them, behind those eyes.
There's nothing behind those eyes.
Yeah, I mean, just but
I just think there's a few nerve endings and like a little nugget the size of a walnut that does all the central nervous system and stuff like that, and there's this like big old lump on it that you know controls the my dick aspect of it.
There's a little reptilian lump in the head somewhere that pretty much registers fuck, eat, flee, shit, and sleep, and that's about it.
Yeah, there you go. So I guess we all can be thankful for these teen niggers who are very young in their criminal career into prison for the next 120 years.
So you had a nigger that would fuck, eat, sleep, and shit all at the same time, it would just blow its mind.
Yeah, his head would just explode. Now, that would be something fucking cool.
That would be cool. That'd be cool to watch in slow motion.
You're like pointing a shotgun in his face.
Two times two equals... Hey, you know what? Maybe we could arrange that. Let's wrap up M100s or M1000s and some blunt wrappers. Just leave them on the streets.
Kind of like when Bugs Bunny would give a lit dynamite to Elmer Fudd and he would smoke it like a cigar and then it would blow up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to work on that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, would that really faze him? I mean, we're talking about a creature that'll smoke something dipped in fucking formaldehyde.
True.
Well, shit, remember that nigger that was pictured? Looked like he got his face blown off with a shotgun or AK-47 and he lived?
Well, that was that one that went on he went on a PCP, just chimp out and peeled his face off and fed it.
No, there was another one. Yeah. He was laying in the back of a truck and like half his head was blown off and he was alive.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah, I mean the head is not a very vital part of the nigger.
No, you have to cut off their dick to kill him. they're like zombies. Zombies, you have to take out the head. On a nigger, you have to take out his dick.
Yeah, because I've seen niggers, I mean, they'll have half their head taken off, and they're alive. They're alive.
Yeah, there's another
shuffling. There's no difference if they're shuffling between before and after they lost their head. They're just as dumb with half their head as they are with the full head. But, you know, they're still alive. I mean, shit.
Yeah, you could hook up a car battery to its nipples, and it could live for the next 80 years.
Well, there was that other nigger. Somebody threw a picture up. I mean, like half his face was, his lower jaw was hanging by like a thread from a machete hit. And he was alive.
Oh, that was gross, man.
It was like right there at the top of his nose, right on the bridge.
Yeah, I mean, he was fucked up.
Down. He was really fucked up. I would have laughed. That nigger can definitely run his mouth now. He's got two.
This is DJ Stupnik, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio. If you like what you hear and would like to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
This is Miss Tracy, and Mr. Turkey needs some feathers.
So sing along with me. Mr. Turkey needs some feathers, needs some feathers, needs some feathers. Mr. Turkey needs some feathers. Let's see what we can do.
Shut up, nigger!
Another news story for us, don't you, Bird?
Yes, since once again it is Thanksgiving episode, another thing we can be thankful for is the utter stupidity of niggers. And this story goes as such, and this is out of Pittsburgh, by the way, so I heard this on the local news.
Sweet.
Nigger applies for a job, then robs the place.
I'm sure he used a fake name, right?
No. This is great.
I should have thrown up a flag right there when he actually sat down and applied for a job.
No shit. Yeah. They should have had the SWAT team in there.
This comes out of Homestead, PA, which is a part of Pittsburgh. Oregon homestead is totally nigger fuxated. Police say they used a job application to help nab a young man who's accused of robbing someone in the parking lot at a local Subway sandwich shop. This isn't regular criminal. This isn't regular criminal behavior, Homestead Police Chief J.A. DeSimone said. He's not a rocket scientist, but this one takes the cake. Chief DeSimone said 18-year-old Chris Johnson is accused of pulling a gun on a man in front of the restaurant on West 8th Avenue and robbing him of $15 just before 5 p.m. Sunday. DeSimone said the robbery victim flagged down police and told them what had happened. And the victim recognized the guy from being in Subway filling out an application prior to being in robbery.
Can they get any more stupid?
Oh, wait, no. Never mind. Yes, they can.
Could you?
Clearly, this is a technique of scoping out an area that he learned from Special Forces.
It gets better, man. Homestead police said they got a work application and saw Johnson's address was listed as residence in the Hazelwood area, which is another nigger fucksated area of Pittsburgh. So they called the Pittsburgh police, who detained Johnson until Homestead cops could pick up.
Oh, my God.
Johnson was taken to Allegheny County Nigger College following his arrest. Homestead police said they're looking for the driver of the getaway vehicle. See, this is something we can definitely be thankful for, is that niggers aren't any brighter than they actually are. I mean, could you believe if they were actually smarter, they'd be criminal masterminds. It'd be impossible to catch them.
What kind of idiot goes in and fills out a job application, steps outside and rob somebody in front of where they just were? I mean, come on. How stupid can you possibly be? They have no common sense.
I think you just answered your own question. Who would do such a thing?
I just wish there are times I just wish there was some way you can actually read what's going on in that little pea brain of their fucking mind.
It wouldn't be very interesting to read.
It would be interesting. I really think it would be.
You look at them and you're
watching a fucked up cartoon.
All the words would be spelled wrong, for one thing.
But can you believe this, though? I mean, this nigger put down his own name and address on the job application. Then he robbed somebody out front. I mean, did he not remember that he just put his name and number on a job application 5 minutes before that happened?
And I'm sure he was sitting in the police car saying, "I didn't do nothing."
Of course.
He's probably still trying to figure out how he got caught. He's sitting there in jail going, "Now, where did I go wrong?"
Damn, Columbo always said, "Good motherfucker." Shit. That motherfucker hit a camera on me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look this here. I got me $15 off that motherfucker. Where's that cracker hole?
Hey, man, he was only $5 away from a decent crack rock, man.
I know. Damn.
That was a really bad day for him.
Yeah. Don't the niggers have like a dollar crack store set up yet?
Yeah, get a little chip that gives you one hit.
I mean, come on. Entrepreneurship. Niggers should step up.
Dollar crack rocks.
You know what? If I was a manager of that place, I would call the nigger up in jail and act like I was going to hire him. Oh, by the way, you got the job. We just need to run a criminal check on you, and then it's yours.
Oh, wait, you just...
they can't get any dumber. So, folks, we can all be thankful for nigger stupidity, because if they were any smarter, it'd actually be more dangerous. We're gonna do the monkey.
Well, that does it for this episode of Chimp Out Radio. The 2010 Thanksgiving show was a lot of fun. I'd like to thank our guests, Whitey's Fed Up and Stinky Nicks. And Stinky, what'd you think about being on the show tonight?
Hey, man, I always appreciate the opportunity to come on, and y'all have a good evening.
Thanks. We're glad you're here. And Whitey, congratulations on being a moderator, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's always a blast to bullshit with you guys.
Yeah, it's always fun to have you guys on.
Also, we'd like to remind you to be careful going out on Black Friday, Nigger Friday. Use extra precaution for all the niggers that are going to be out there. You don't want to get pummeled by a group of savage monkeys. Believe me, getting that extra $50 off of plasma TV is not worth dealing with a bunch of filthy groids. The song that we played during our last musical break is from a band called Rebel Hell out of Detroit, Michigan. The song is called Anthems of the Storm from their album Fury, Faith, Hatred. Check them out. Good stuff coming out of the Motor City these days. And as always, Chimpians, be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any niggers.